So the Gemara's in Erevin that relate to Pi Tikra Yorid Vesosem, literally the edge or the mouth of the roof goes down and closes off. The Gemara first has in Daf Kafei Amibes, a Machlokas Rava and Reb Zera about whether a karpef that has a roof on it is nitar ayidated roof. And the Gemara thinks that Machlokas should be tali on a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel regarding an achsadra bevika. The Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, on Kafei Amud Aleph, Lema Rava Rava Rav Zeira Bevluxa de Rav Shmuel Kamifugi, the Itmar achsadra bevika, if you have a achsadra, anyone want to jump at achsadra? Yeah, any better word? I'm sorry?
Patio?
Not really, patio.
Vestibule?
Okay.
Pavilion.
Gazebo?
Achsadra. Not really gazebo. Okay, so if you have an achsadra in a bika, Rav Amar Mutra Latalta Bakula Vishmul Amar Imatalta and Elva Daladam. This is Machlokas whether there is a blanket heter tiltal in this achsadra. The Rav Amar Mutra Latalta Bakula Arminan P. Tikr Yard Vesosin. The Rav says the reason you're allowed to carry in this achsadra is because of the principle of P. Tikra Yari Vesosin. And Shmuel, Amr Emetalta, Elba Arba Amos, Lo Armina Pitakra Yavasosim. Shmuel, who says there's no Hedra Teltel, assumes that Pitakra is not operative. Amadeis, so Ida Vida Ki Achsadra Achanami. The Gemara says, no, the Machlokas Rabba and Rav Zeira is not the same as the Machlokas Rabba Shmuel necessarily. And if the Tzir of Rabba and Rav Zeira was the Tzir of an Achsadra, so maybe the Machlokas would be Tali Zevazat. Hakamayaskinan. The Avda Ki or Zila. So it could be that Evan would agree, or it could be that the Machlokas, Rabban or Zera, Bef Ki Tikra, is only in a situation where it's Avda Ki or Zila. What does it mean, Avda Ki or Zila? Rashi says, V'hacha, top line, the Polig Rabba. In general, Evan would agree that we do say Pi Tikra Yavisasim. What's the issue over here? Here we don't say Pitikra, why? The Avid Kiroi Ki Urzila. The roof is made like an Urzila. Yitzia Gag Meshupa Delekapat. So it's on a slant, and if you have a slanted roof, then there's no pad to say Pitikra Yor Vesosim. So Pitikra Yor Vesosim only applies if you have a flat roof, but if you have a slanted roof, then you can't talk about a pad of Pitikra, and you don't say Yoreid Vesosim. That's how Rashi understands Ki or Zila. That's an exclusion to the principle of Pitikra Yor Vesosim. Pitikra is only operative if you have a flat roof. Tosus here argues, Tosus Diramasa Hakamayaskinan. And Tosus says, no, first of all, Tosus had a different Girsa. Tosus's Girsa is not or Zila, but rather Arsala. Arsala Miloshan Eres, Miloshan Abed. Hine Arso Eres Barzo, Halohi Bravastane Amon. And what is the significance of this bed that is open on all four sides? Not a function of whether the roof is slanted or the roof is straight, but if you have an area that is open on all four sides, then you may not say Pi Tikra Yoreid Vesosim. Okay, this is Sugya 1. Hold on to that. There's a lot more to explain. But let's just take a look at Sugya 2, then we'll try to begin to put the pieces together. Sugya 2 is on Daf Tzadi Dalet. We read the Mishnah last time on the bottom of Tzadi Dalet and Aleph. Last time we focused on the Piska Bekaris of this issue, and now we're going to focus on a different line of the Mishnah that relates to Pi Tikra. So the Mishnah told us that if you have a Chatzer, Shenifritza, Lashisarabim, Mishnehu Chatzerha, then that's subject to Machlokas Tanaim, whether we say Keva Shehutra Hutra. That once you have a Heter to carry that area because the area was Mutra Betiltel for one Shabbos, does that Heter extend even after the reason for the Heter no longer exists? So that's Machlokas Tanaim here of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But the Mishnah has other applications. One of the other applications, not only Chatzar Shenifritza, but a Bayis Shenifrat Mishte Ruchosav as well. A house that is open on two sides. So that's also subject to the same machlokas if you have a house that is nifrat mishtei ruchasav, do we invoke the heter of kevin shehutra hutra? So what are we talking about here? Take a look at the Gemara on Sadi Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Maishna miruach achas darmina pitekar yod v'sosin." So the Mishnah implies that if you, the only issue as far as the heter tiltel is when it becomes nifrat on two sides. But if it's nifrat on one side, then there's no issue. Why not? Doesn't have to be mukaf on all sides. So the Gemara says must be because we say pi tikkur yod v'sosin, that if it's nifrat on one side, even though the wall is missing, but you still have the roof, and you can view the roof as extending downward to create a mechitza. So that's the case. The Gemara says mishtei ruchos nami lema pi tikkur yod v'sosin. So why is that? If we're going to invoke pi tikkur, what difference does it make whether we invoke pi tikkur for one side or we invoke pi tikkur for two sides? Amri devei rav mishmei de rav kigon shenifrat b'karen zavis the kiruyo ba'alafsa. No, the case is in a chadami, in general, there's no reason to distinguish between nifrats on one side and nifrats on two sides. If you say pitikra on one side, you should be able to say pitikra on the second side as well. What's the seer here where there's a difference between one side and two sides? We're talking about where the pirsa is in a corner of the house, the kiruyo ba'alafson, and the kiruy and the roofing is at a diagonal. The lekel amemar pitikra yored v'sosin. So where that is the tzir, you have a pirsa of a karen zavis and the kiruy is ba'alafson, then you don't have the right to say pitikra yored v'sosin, and this is within shitas rav. Even though in general rav holds pitikra yored v'sosin, if you have a pirsa v'keren zavis v'kiruya v'alafson, you don't have the right to say pi tikra. Okay, again, it's easier if you have the Gemara in front of you for those who don't. I'm assuming whoever has the laptop has the Gemara in front of you, but if you don't, that's helpful to look inside. Okay, so that's wrap. What does this mean? Kiruya v'alafson. Nifrat v'keren zavis v'kiruya b'alafson. So that here is my focus, Rashi and Tosas. Take a look at Rashi. Dibur Maskil Amri v'Rav. Hanami v'keren zavis. Apo gav de v'eser okimna lo armina piskahu. So even if the opening, the gap, is less than 10 amos, and normally pisca, a pirsa papas meyaser is not a problem. Here it is. Why the pisca v'keren zavis? Well, avidi. Fine. Aye, so why do you say pitikra? V'mishum pitikra nami lo kigon shekiruyo ba'alafsa. What does that mean? V'shipua. That the roof is at a slant. Kigon gagin shalanu. The Rashi makes this reference many times in the Sefta that the medieval roofs were generally slanted. The lekapet. The Hainu Ka'ain Arzila Darmina Ostin Pasan. The Gemara we just saw in the cafe of Ka'ain Arzila, that according to Rashi means if you have a slanted roof, you don't have the right to say Pitikra. So that's what we mean over here. Pirat of the Karen Zav is the Kiruya Ba'alafson. If the roof is slanted, then you don't have the right to invoke Pitikra. Okay, Tosfos argues. Take a look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil the Kiruya Ba'alafson. We quote Rashi. And father, if that's the case, then the Gemara should have said Davidik Yarzila. The Gemara uses a different lashon. The Gemara says Kiruya Balafsa. Kiruya Balafsa means Arzila, so why did the Gemara say Arzila? Therefore, tell the question the re, no. We're talking about Demairi Shenifrata Kiruya Balafson Im Hamachitos Bekaran Zavis. The Chiyagav Nilar Mina Pitekra. No, the seer is that you have your mechitzos that evaporated, that disintegrated, that went away in a Karen Zavis situation. And you can't rely on Pitikra in a Karen Zavis period. According to Rashi, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with relying on a Pitikra of a Karen Zavis. The problem is that this particular Pitikra is slanted. According to Tosfos, it's a fundamental problem that you're not allowed to rely on a Pi Tikra, the Karen Zavis. Okay.
So last year, I think we said the sort of Pesach over Karen Zavis, and we say...
Well, everyone knows there's a Pesach here.
But if it's like a roof, then
yeah.
It may not mean the Tzura Pesach.
Why?
Because there will be two sides holding up the roof and something on top, so that's the Tzura Pesach.
So you can't, if something is not, if you have a kan mikan that is not made l'shem to a pesach, that's part of an existing structure that can't function for a pesach.
Okay.
Necessarily.
Right.
So there's no automatic to a pesach. Avi.
So is it fair to just say that Rashi finds a technicality that there's a slanted roof, or Tosso says it's this fundamental issue with Pi Tikra and corner?
That is what they're saying. We'll try to explain what that machlokes is. Yeah. Okay, so let's explain what the machlokes is. So the Sifra has the following analysis in Siman Aleph of the Kehilas Yaakov and Masechta Derevin. He explains that Rashi and Tosfos here are lishitasan as far as a fundamental view as to how Pi Tikra operates. So the Sifra points out a Gemara on Dav Pei Vav Amud Aleph. I apologize, I didn't put this in the Marma comment yet. But take a look. On Pei Vav Amud Aleph, a couple lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes a Memer of Rav Yehuda, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes a Memer of Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Kora Arba Materes Bechorva. So if you have a Kora that is four tefachim wide, then that kora could be matir carrying in a chorva. Take a look at Rashi. Kora dalid matiris bechorva. Ban Rashi ayin peivav amud aleph. Kora has techuva mechoma lechoma bechorva. So you have some dilapidated structure, but you have a beam that is strutting two parts of the wall, or two walls. So you had a building that collapsed, but there's still beams that are around in different places in the building. So you have a collapsed building, but you have a beam that is connecting two walls that were part of this chorba. The Yesh Barafa Arba, and this beam is four tefachim wide. V'hi Moteles Al Rachva, and it is laid down the length of this building, or the whatever is left of the building. Mote L'Taltel Tachteha. So you're allowed, you can use that kora to create a de facto nechis, if you want, we'll see, but it creates a hatchet temple in the area that is inside of the kora. The Amar Shnei Chudeha Yordin V'Sosnin. Because you can say that the two edges of the kora, so you have this beam, and the beam is four tefachim wide. So you have the right to say that the edges of the beam go down. The edges of the beam on either side go down to create a mechitza. The Savalak Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi the Amar mechitza tuliya mataris. Assuming that we say good achis and we say that a mechitza tuliya, a mechitza that doesn't reach three tefachim from the ground, is a valid mechitza. So v'les l'chasak v'asay, and we don't paskin like that day in Tanaim because we paskin, as we'll see on Tevav on the days, we paskin on mechitza tuliya is only matir b'yam. But not Matir B'Yabasha. So Rashi says this Memra of Rabbi Yehuda is dependent on the Machlokes Tanoim as to whether a Mechitza Tuliya is Meteres B'Yabasha, whether we say good Achis, whether a hanging Mechitza, a Mechitza that doesn't reach three tefachim from the ground, can be Makis. So Rashi explains that this Korah is only able to be Makis, to create a Hetzer Tiltel, based on the principle of Mechitza Tuliya of good Achis. And he says, "V'hachi nakat arba." That's why it has to be four tefachim wide. The chi amar chudeha yordin esosnin. Yehei ben chalala mechitzos arba'a. That way, the mechitzos are makif an area of four tefachim. The mechitzah suya lefachos mechalal arba in a mechitzah. A mechitzah that is makif less than four tefachim, that's not a shir makom, that's not a good mechitzah. So, according to Rashi, Rashi here seems to be saying that with Rashi's formulation here of karadala bateris bechorva, is that this is yore vesose. So that sounds like pitikra, when we say something is yore vesose, that is synonymous with the din of gurachis. This is more the furash in Rashi and Sukkah, and that vav amid aleph deeper maskil good. There the Gemara says that good, loved, are halachim moshe nisinais, and Rashi explains that the, I don't know where it's in front of me, I'm not going to bring it, but Rashi there writes that good is the tikkur yod v'zoseh, that one of the applications of the halachim moshe nisinais of good achis is Pitikra Yod Vesoseh. The Rashi there is the Feirish that Pitikra operates based on the principle of good Akkas that it creates a Mechitza. And we say Pitikra Yod Vesoseh, we say that the roof goes down and closes off an area that's based on the principle of good Akkas. Now, what you have to work out is then, that sounds like according to Rashi, the whole notion of Pitikra Yod Vesoseh is predicated on a day and tanan that we don't paskin like. Because we paskin that Mechitza Tuluya is not Matir B'Yabash, it's only Matir B'Yam. And if Pitikra is based on good Akis, which in general we don't paskin like, B'Yabasha, because Mechitza Tuluya is no good, then that comes out a little bit difficult, that Pitikra is based on a Deim Tanayim that we don't hold like. Unless you'll explain, somehow, that the problem of Bekiyas Gediyah Bokimba by regular Mechisa Tuya is less obvious in the case of Pitikra. That somehow, even though Pitikra is based on Gurakas, there are different grades of Gurakas. There's a regular Mechisa Tuya, and Pitikra is a super Mechisa Tuya. We'll leave that aside for the moment. But this issue, the Ritva does raise kind of directly on Daf Yudalit, and the Cipher points this out as well. The Gemara on Daf Yudalit Amun Aleph has the following Maimra of Rav Sheshes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. Yudalit Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hiniach Kora Al Gabi Mavli. So let's say you have a Mavli. Right, and in general, a mavoi is nitar the lechi of the korah. So you place a korah. So far, so good. That should have created a hetzer tiltel in a situation in which a korah could be mounted tiltel in the mavoi. So you put down a korah, but what happened? Uparas alah maksela. Then you wrap a blanket. You wrap a. You put some sheet over this korah. And this sheet that you wrapped over the korah is hanging more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So beforehand, I started out with the korah, and the korah should have been matir tiltel, but now I put a sheet over it, and the sheet is hanging more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So Rav Sheshes says, korah ain't kan, mechitza ain't kan. So you made it worse. You don't have a korah, you don't have a mechitza. Korah ain't kan. So you can't rely on the korah because the korah is hidden. No korah there anymore. And mechitza in kan, the havilah mechitza shegedim bokinba. And you thought you're making things better by making a mechitza, but it's not a good mechitza because it's a mechitza tuluya. It's a mechitza that doesn't reach 3 tefachim of, it doesn't reach within 3 tefachim of the ground. That's a mechitza shegedim bokinba. That's a mechitza tuluya, which is not matir v'yabasha. So you thought you were helping the situation, made the situation worse. You start out with a korah, which should have been fine, and now that you put the mechitza, now that you put the machtelos over it, you can't use the korah, and you don't have the mechitza either. Okay? That's the memra of Rav Sheshes. So So the Ritvah comments as follows. Yudal Amin Aleph Dibra Maskul Mechitza Einkan. The Ritvah writes, Vim Tomar Kolman De Amar Kora Mishim Mechitza Hayach Mataras. 1 second. That the Machlok as whether Kora is Mishim Heker or Kora Mishim Mechitza. What's the principle behind the fact that a Kora can create a Heter Tiltal in a Mavik? Right? Is that based on the Kora functioning as a hacker, or does it create a Mechitza? Right? That's Machlokas earlier. But if you hold that Kora is Mishum Mechitza, how does it ever work? V'harei Hashvarim V'agmalim Bokin Tapeh. So if Kora is Mishum Hacker, so that's a new institution that Nina Torah, you can carry the Mavi anyway. Midir Abadu, we tell you, you have to do some kind of Tikkun. And the Kora creates a hacker that allows tiltal in the mavud. But if Kora is Misha Mechitza, so it has to be a valid Mechitza. And how is a Kora valid Mechitza if it's essentially a Mechitza Tuliya? It doesn't get anywhere near the ground. It's a Mechitza Shagidi and Bokinbo. Yep. That's the Ritvah Kasha on Yudala Ramal. What is the answer? Yesh Lomar Dishani Kora Shehi Rechava Tepach. No. So the Kora is at least one Tepach wide. V'ro'i Lomar Good Akis, and therefore you could say Good Akis. V'im Kain Ro'in Ki'ilu Kor Nisam. So we view the area there as if it's closed off, and since the Kora is a Tepach wide, it's Ki'ilu Kvar Nistam. So Sam was perplexed because, as the disciple points out, what have you answered? Why is that different than any Mechitza Tuliya? Any Mechitza Tuliya also going to be a Tapach Y. There's no qualification that a Mechitza Tuliya is only a problem. We only don't say good Akis if a Mechitza is less than a Tapach Y. Even if it's more than a Tapach, we still won't say good Akis. So what's the Ritva answering that because the Kor is a Tapach wide, so that obviates the Kiyaskidiyim problem. And then you can say that it's so same. How is that different than any other regular Mechitza Tuliya? So that he leaves as a Tzarachian. If you figure out an answer, come after me. But he just points out that whatever the Ritva there is bothered with, you're going to have to explain for Rashi also. To the extent that Rashi connects P. Tikkur Yod V'Sosein to Gudakis and essentially Mechitza Tuliya, so you have to explain for Rashi, how is it that even if Mechitza Tuliya doesn't work, the Avasha, P. Tikkur does. So just point out that Rashi is going to have to deal with the issue that the Ritva raises as well, unless you're going to say that the two sugyas are not related. Meaning, unless you'll say that whole discussion and Daf Yudalim and Aleph is predicated on the following, that if you hold that Kora Mishum Mechitza, then you have to say that Mechitza Tluya is Matir, that we're not worried about the Kiyas Gideon. If you have to make the two Mapot and Tolian on each other, that you can only hold that Kora Mishum Mechitza if Mechitza Tluya doesn't bother you. So the cipher just points out you may, for the Ritva, go in that direction. But leaving that aside, we'll have to work that out however we work it out. But bottom line, what the cipher points out, what emerges from a number of Rashis, is that for Rashi, Pitikri Yovisosin is predicated on good Akis, on the fact that it functions as a Mechitza. When we view the edge of the roof or the roof as going down and creating a Lachit Mechitza, that's essentially good Akis. And then you have to work out the details, how that fits with the sugya of Mechitza Tuliya in general. Okay. So the cycle points out, Tosfos here on Daf Pei Vav have a different mahalat than Rashi. Tosfos on Pei Vav Amud Beis, Dibra Maskul Kora. Okay, so let's look at that Gemara again. The Gemara said, on the bottom of Pevav and Aleph, the Amar of Yehuda, Kora Arba Mataris B'Chorba. that a four tefach wide a korah that's four tefachim wide can be matir tiltal in a korah. And then the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman b'shem Rabba bar Avua korah arba matir b'mayim. No, that a korah of four tefachim can be matir b'mayim because the mechitzah tuliyah works b'mayim, but it doesn't work the abasha. Okay, so Tosas quotes Rashi. Tosas Pevavam Beis Dibra Maskil Korah Dalit. They quote Rashi is saying that this is dependent on the Maplokas Tanam Ben Mechitza Tluya, whether Mechitza Tluya is Matir Materis Biyabasha. They nearly read. Jabi Shmuel Lohitir Ella Ben Lovely. Aval the Mechitza Tluya the Chorva Hakutz Lushitarab and Love. Then maybe everyone agrees that there are types of mechitza tuliyah that doesn't work, that don't work. Maybe everyone agrees that in a korva mechitza tuliyah wouldn't work. Okay. The ode, the korah dalid lo mitam mechitza tuliyah matar. No, Rashi got it wrong. The reason that a korah is matar has nothing to do with mechitza tuliyah. The lack of mechitza klal. If you have a korah, there's no mechitza at all. El mitam titikra. So this korah is not matir mitam mechitza, it's matir mitam pitikra. And Evan agrees that there's a din of pitikra. So Tosfos has this line that a korah is not mitam mechitza, the lack of mechitza klal, there's no mechitza at all. And yet we say pitikra. So it's Uvur and Tosos that Pitikra is not based on good Akas, not based on Mechitza Tuliyah, because he says it's a Mechitza. Lo mitam Mechitza Tuliyah Mater, it's a lack of Mechitza Klal. According to Tosos, it's not that it's based on Mechitza Tuliyah. There's no Mechitza at all. So what is it based on? If it's not based on good Akas, it's not based on Mechitza Tuliyah, what is it based on? So the Stipler points out, let's go back to the Gemara on Sadi Dalit Amud Beis. So Tosus there in Dibur Maskil Bishtei Ruchos, which is a long Tosus. And then in the bottom of Sadi Dalit Beis Dibur Maskil Be'eser, which is a short Tosus, Tosus has the following formulation in a couple places. Let's just take a look at the short Tosus because it's easier to find. So the bottom line of the short Tosus, the bottom line of the bottom Tosus on Tidy Dollar and Bays, Tosus writes at the end, the Pitikra Havim Mitan Pesach. That Pitikra operates as a Pesach, as a doorway. Then you understand very well that there's no issue of Bekiyas Gedeim because there's no Chisaron of Bekiyas Gedeim in a Pesach. That's only a Chisaron of Mechitza Tuluyah. Point out, if you look at Rashi there, Dibur Maskil Be'eser, second Rashi from the bottom side of Dalman Beis, Rashi writes, Be'eser Kuli Amal Upligi, Dibulat Stima Tri Tikra Nagi Tzachamein. So, Pitikra is not Mishem Pesach for Rashi. Rashi says, independent of Pitikra, you have other Tzachim. According to Rashi, Pitikra is based on good Akas. According to Tosos, Pitikra is creating a Pesach, but not a Mechitza. Sam?
Two side questions. For Tosos, how do you understand Rav Nachman and the Korva Kalap? Because would you think Pitikra only applies over water?
Um, The Rambam might say that it's only Matir B'Mayim, to look at that more closely, so remind me, I'm not going to spend time right now.
Okay. Yeah. And the other question, which I guess not only question, is we could say the same mahalach that we're going to, you were trying to say with Rashi and Ritva.
Mm-hmm.
If it's because of a Pesach, sort of Pesach works for Karen Zavis, if Pitikra doesn't work for Karen Zavis. So there we have to distinguish
what is the Karen Zavis? I think we'll get there. So,
okay.
Hold on to that. Okay. So, based on this, the Stiker explains the machlokas that we started with. What is the Kiruya Belasa over here? Again, according to Rashi, in the case of Pirtzah B'Karen Zavis, the Kiruya Belasaon is where the Gag is Meshupa, the Tikra is Meshupa, it's slanted, and that's why you can't say Pitikra. But fundamentally, you could have said Pitikra B'Karen Zavis. And according to Tosfos, you can't say Pitikra precisely because it is the Karen Zavis, even if the roof was a straight roof. So if, according to Tosfos, the mechanism of Pitikra is that Pitikra is like a Pesach, so you all understand that Pitikra Karen Zavis love of the Inchi. So just if Pitikra Karen Zavis love of the Inchi, so Pitikra Karen Zavis doesn't work because Pitikra is essentially a Pesach, and a Pesach can work in a Karen Zavis. But according to Rashi, there's no such kisaron if we're working with gedachis. Nor does it say that you can't have a mechitza of the Karen Zavis, you can't have a mechitza to leave the Karen Zavis. So if Pitikra is predicated on good asik, then Rashi couldn't have learned like Tosfos that there's a fundamental problem in Karen Zavis per se, which is why Rashi has to learn that it's dafka a external problem or a local problem of a slanted roof. Again, according to Tosfos, that the mechanism of Pitikra is based on a Pesach, so then, just like Pitzel of a Karen Zavis law of the Inchi, you can't have Pitikra operating in a Karen Zavis. According to Rashi, there's no such Chisaron. Rashi has to come up with another explanation as to what the Chisaron of Kiruyo Balasot is, namely, that it's a slanted roof. Yeah.
According to
this
explanation of
Tosfos,
mm-hmm. What about
Tosfos
saying that if you build with
Tzeis HaPesach,
it depends
obvious
that there's not
there
anything.
That's what Tzeis HaPesach
says.
It could be an
Achanami. But then I'm
a
little confused whether the difference between the cases would be whether it's a de facto
Tzeis HaPesach. Well, it's not a de facto Tzeis HaPesach. Where's your Tzeis HaPesach? You have to create a Tzeis HaPesach. An Achanami, if you create a Tzeis HaPesach, then I'll be Matir.
It sounds like Rebbe is saying that in the case of, in order to get a Tzeis HaPesach, because it's unusual to have in a Karen Zavis, you have to go out of your way to build one, as opposed to Pitikra, which would have a de facto.
If Pitikra creates a Pesach, and Pesach the Karen Zavis law of the Inchi. A Tzeis HaPesach, people would make in a Karen Zavis. Right? That's what we spoke about last time. Right? So this Pesach is a step up from a regular Pesach.
I'm just confused why Tosafot is saying that the going out of the person going out of their way to put in a Tosafot Pesach is different from the case of the Kohen Gadol, where you have a de facto Tosafot Pesach.
You don't have a de facto Tosafot Pesach.
This is
something I was asking earlier. Right. You have a Pesach, you don't have a Tosafot Pesach. Tosafot Pesach is a step up, like Mezuzah Zemashkov. Not necessarily, but it's more whether it's built l'shem or whether it's there or whether you create it for some other reason, but you have an actual door as opposed to a doorway. You don't make an opening to enter an area in the corner. But if you make a door, so then that's a step up.
So every single person is required the presence of a Dallas in that case?
No, as soon as the Pesach could be enough, but as soon as the Pesach is a step up beyond the Pesach.
Yes, for those of you who are just having trouble and like physically imagining this case where it's not a door and a Pesach,
but
there's still a breach and a door with
right,
like,
there's a breach without
a hole,
without a formal or halachically acceptable to the Pesach. Okay. There's another important machlokas Rashi and Tosos Lahalacha, which Rabbi Kodesher points out also fits into this l'shitasam as to the nature of gudachas, the nature of mechitza, the nature of pitikar yod v'sasek. It's clear from the Hemshach HaGemara here on Sadi Dalam Uveiz that even the Rav and Shul argue about the siur of Achsadra Vivika, but everyone agrees, even Shul agrees, that there are situations in which Pitikra Yorid Vesosim is operative. So they argue about the application of Pitikra by Achsadra Vivika, but everyone agrees that there are situations in which Pitikra works. So what is the actual Machlokes by Achsadra Vivika? So according to Rashi, let's read Rashi within Tosfos because it's easy to see that way. So take a look at Tosfos Sadi Dalam and Aleph Diva Maskel B'Shtei Ruchos. Okay, B'Shtei Ruchos Nami name of Pitikra Yorvei Sosim. Rashi Mefarish. The Rav Shmuel the Pligi the Pitikra Hainu Dafka B'Atzadra B'Vika. So according to Rashi, the Machlokas Rav Shmuel about Pitikra is limited to the Atzadra B'Vika situation. She'ein Lo Klal Mechitzos. So Afsadra Rubika, according to Rashi, means that you have this, however you want it to translate Afsadra, and there are no walls. It's open on all four sides. So that's the case with this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether we say Pitikra Yorvei Sosim. I mean, according to Rav, if I have a Afsadra that is bad picture. I have an asadra that is open on all four sides. It's no mechitza. So then the no mechitza is at all. And according to Rav, we say pitikra yorvei sosim. According to Shmuel, we don't. Aval v'yesh la afilu mechitza achas no de Shmuel de v'shalosh mechitzas armina pitikra yorvei sosim. So according to Rashi, the machlokas Rav Shmuel is limited. Everyone agrees that we say Pitikra up to a maximum of three mechitzos, of three sides. And the machlokas is whether we say Pitikra on a fourth side as well. So if I have one solid mechitza and three open sides, then according to everyone, Pitikra yod v'sosim. The machlokas is only where I have no mechitzos whatsoever, where Rav says Pitikra and Shmuel says no Pitikra. So it's dafka that situation where there's a machlokas, she'ein sham mechitza. So Rashi thought the definition of achsadra b'vika is where there are no mechitzos at all. And then Tosa says, Ve'ei Nira. Tosas argues, Da'afilu l'rav b'shtei mechitzos zu k'neged zu lo amar p'tikra yod v'sosim. So even Rav will agree that you don't say p'tikra if there are two open sides opposite each other. Da'avi mefulash. So even Rav will agree if I have two mechitzos or two non-mechitzos, two open sides opposite each other, then I don't say P tikra. Meaning, if I have, here, let's do the aerial view. Okay, this is the view from the air. So if I have, according to Rav, two solid mechitzos that are perpendicular to each other, and two open mechitzos or non-mechitzos that are perpendicular to each other, then I will say good asik. But if I have... Sorry, I will say p'tikra. But if I have two open sides that are opposite each other, even if I have two solid sides that are opposite each other, then I don't say p'tikra. So according to Tosos, according to Rav, I'll say p'tikra in this case, but no p'tikra in this case. V'lechach nir l'ri, d'stam achsadra yesh la gimel mechitza. So what's the case of achsadra v'bika? Achsadra v'bika is where there are three mechitzos. V'les le l'shmuel p'tikra yogis osem, ela imkein yesh shem dalid mechitzos. So the case of Aksad and Bibika is where I have three solid mechitzos and the fourth one is open. So over here Rav says Rav says we say p'tikra, and Shmuel says no p'tikra, because you're lacking shame dalid mechitzos. And Shmuel would agree, if in the fourth side you have a tikkun, if you have a l'chayayim, or you have a pas, or something, or some tikkun on the fourth side that creates shame mechitza, so then you would say good, you would say p'tikra.
Why do we need p'tikra if you have no left here? I don't know.
Be more than
10. Why do you, because I'm being mad here in this area.
Because you have more than 10.
Either because you have more than 10 or you're... yeah, so let's say you have more than 10. That's... Oh, the simplest here.
So it's only going to work according to Shmuel if you have the some of the tikkun. You know, if you tip your
right, if you have a shame, if you have shame dalid mechitzos.
So if you have shame dalid mechitzos, you're not to say passive eros.
Passive eros is a special din, so that's not really lemaisa, but this the same notion of shame dalid mechitzos, right?
The Rambam holds us going through the beacon.
I'm sorry?
The Rambam holds the Passover
for the beacon, no? By Ole Regalim, or maybe by other Tzorchei Mitzvah, but not in general. And we don't, that we don't have in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So again, according to according to Rashi, according to Rav, we say p'tikra in this case, and according to Shmuel, we don't say p'tikra. But if I have one solid mechitza, that even if I have three open walls, then Evan agrees, so we say, be different. Okay? According to Tosfos, the machlokas, Rav Shmuel is going to be about this case, where I have one open wall and three solid walls. But even Rav will agree that we don't say Pitekra in this case, but we do say Pitekra in that case. There is a third sheet in Rishonim, there may actually be four, but the third that we'll talk about. Shitas HaRambam, just to round out the picture for now, and then we'll come back to Rashi and Tosos. Shitas HaRambam, Perek Zayin, sorry, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Lamed Hay. Same type. So the Rambam writes, Afsadra Bibika Mutter L'Taltil Bekula, you're allowed to carry the entire Afsadra when Afa Pisha He Shalosh Mechitzos V'Tikra, even if you're relying on Pitikra for the fourth side, She'anu Ro'en Ge'ilu Pitikra Yehu V'Selseh Baruch Revias. So we view Pitikra as closing off the fourth side. So according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, you only say Pitikra, even according to Rav, in a case where you have one open side. But according to the Rambam, in this case, even according to Rav, you wouldn't say Pitikra. Okay? I'm sorry. According to the Rambam, I forgot about that. According to the Rambam, you only say Pitikra, according to Rav, in this case, where you have three solid mechitzos, and I rely on Pitikra for the fourth.
And Shmuel
needs
to
shame
down
there. And it's not clear on the Rambam what the Rambam is only telling you of Halacha, so he's telling you Shitas Rav, presumably possible. Like, it's not 100% clear in the Rambam what Shmuel would hold, but presumably Shmuel would hold that you don't say Pitikra even in that case. Then maybe you would say Pitikra if you have Shem Dalam
Mechitzas. So the Rambam would just be more Machin and Tosos, but allow for two walls, the Rambam requires three.
Correct. Just to within Shitas Rav, just to make it simple, according to Rashi, you could have Pitikra according to Rav even on four sides. According to the Rambam, you could only have Pitikra on one side. And according to Tosfos, you could have Pitikra on two perpendicular sides, but not on two parallel sides. Okay? So Rav Kohner's group pointed out that it could be this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is predicated on the previous machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether Pitikra operates based on the notion of Pesach or based on the notion of good Achis. Namely, that if it's based on Pesach, so then it's not normal to have Tzachim on all four sides. That's a principle that Tosfos articulates Adaf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Adaf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Yivim Askel Chatzir. The Tosfos there writes, the Pischa B'Dalad Ruchos Lo Avdi Inchi. So just like Pischa B'Kerim Zavis Lo Avdi Inchi, Pischa B'Dalad Ruchos Lo Avdi Inchi. It's not normal to have Tzachim on all four sides. Aside from Avram Avinu's tent, people don't build houses that have openings that have openings on all four sides. So according to Tosos, if the basis of Pitekra is Kepesach, so that it makes sense that you can have a Kepesach situation, you can have Pitekra on all four sides. Whereas, if it's based on Mechisa Tuluya, there's no restriction. If it's based on Gudapis, there's no restriction as to the number of walls that you can invoke good achis for.
Where was this
Yud Aleph Amid Aleph Dibur Maskel Chatzer. So, lahalacha, and we'll talk more lahalacha next time, but just to conclude this, lahalacha, as far as this, Machlokas has shown him where we say Pitikra, if you look at the Ramah, Mechaber silent, and if you look in the Ramah on Shin Samich Aleph Seif Beis, the Ramah writes, Amrinan Pitikra Yorin Vesosem Afilu Bebeis Mechitzos, Im Yesh Kan Beis Mechitzos Shlemos, Divuko Zu Bezu, Avazu Kenega Zu Lo. So we don't say Pitikra in this tier, where I have two opposite open walls, but I would say Pitikra if I have two perpendicular open walls, like Tosos. And the Be'er Lacha points out here in Dibur Maskel Varmina, the Be'er Lacha wonders why the Ramah only quotes this position of Tosos. It doesn't quote the position of the Rambam, which is also the position of the Rif, the Rabbeinu Chananel, that we only say Pitikra on the fourth side. And he thinks that maybe the Ramah didn't mean to say definitively that we always paskin like the Ramah Lakula. Maybe he was just quoting it as a Yesh Omrim, that with other Snifim you can rely on it, but you should lechafila take into consideration the position of the Rambam Udi Ime, that Pitikra is limited to the fourth side. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and Mirz Hashem, on Monday we'll pick up with some more practical applications of Pitikra, and we'll be now trying to send out further marmakamos after that. Okay. I'm sorry?